Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Uso Kusibiya, who is joining you every morning to give you some wonderful news about our lovely African continent. Good morning, Soku.
Good morning,
Abumile,
and to your listeners.
Let's talk about Rwandan moms who give orphans a place to call home. As
so 10 years ago in 2008, Rwanda opened a center which basically was to rehabilitate many of the people who were affected by the genocide. How this place works is that it is run as a family center. It also provides educational purposes. So there's 30 family units where each household is headed by a mom or umama, as they call it there. And 16 to 24 children are basically under the care of this lady. And what's unique about this story is that the children are orphaned, but the mothers as well are basically people who are widows or who lost their children in the genocide as well. And the reason why they do this, it's a model that was modeled around what happened during the Holocaust when Israel now set up villages in terms of now rehabilitating a people. And what this does is that it gives the moms, you know, a sort of healing as well. You know, when you can mother children who also need you just as much as you need children, and all that type of love or that longing, it gives for what the moms describe as a reward, or, you know, shaping your future generation. So you try to eliminate the hate or the bitterness that could come from such a tragic moment in life. And how this place works is that it's a holistic type of center. So they get family life as well as an education. There's a high school on the premises as well as physical activities and other social or rehabilitation programs that go through these, that run through the center. And what I love about it is that it always goes back to how it takes a village to raise a child. So in this village, you know, the mothers and the children are basically helping each other heal from wounds of the genocide, which happened in 1994 in Rwanda. And I think it's a model that can be replicated in other countries that have gone through war, you know, who are going through war, because they're always casualties of war, and it's always mainly women and children who are left behind at refugee camps. So when you have centers like this who try to rebuild and try to show how war can actually be avoided in the future generations, it always just creates this place of hope for many people who would have otherwise not had hope.
Oh, so cool. Yes, just to have someone to call mama. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just to say, mama, I'm tired. Mama, I'm hungry. Mama, it's a beautiful thing. So thank you. Thank you to those moms for taking those children in. Soku, once again, you know how to just make our hearts happy. Thank you once again for joining us on the show. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.